T-Ray needed a face-saving way to hand me over, and August was giving it to him. My heart pounded. I watched him. He looked once at me, then let his hand drop to his side.
"Good riddance,"
he said, and moved toward the door. We had to open up our little wall of women to let him through. The front door banged against the back wall as he jerked it open and walked out. We all looked at each other and didn't say a word. We seemed to have sucked all the air from the room and were holding it down in our lungs, waiting to be sure we could let it out. I heard him crank the truck, and before reason could stop me, I broke into a run, racing into the yard after him. Rosaline called after me, but there was no time to explain. The truck was backing along the driveway, kicking up dirt. I waved my arm, "Stop! Stop!" He braked, then glared at me through the windshield. Behind me, August, Rosaline, and the daughters rushed onto the front porch. I walked to the truck door as he leaned his head out the window. "I just have to ask you," I said.
"What?"
"That day, my mother died. You said when I picked up the gun, it went off." My eyes were on his eyes. "I need to know," I said. "Did I do it?" The colors in the yard shifted with the clouds, turned from yellow to light green. He ran his hand across his face, stared into his lap, then moved his eyes back to me. When he spoke, the roughness was gone from his voice.
"I could tell you I did it. That's what you wanna hear. I could tell you she did it to herself. But both ways I'd be lying."
"It was you who did it, Lily.
You didn't mean it, but it was you."
He looked at me a moment longer, then inched backward out of the driveway, leaving me with the smell of truck oil. The bees were everywhere, hovering over the hydrangea and myrtle spread across the lawn, the jasmine at the wood's edge, the lemon balm clustered at the fence. Maybe he was telling me the truth, but you could never know 100% with T-Ray. He drove away slowly, not tearing down the road like I expected. I watched till he was gone from sight, then turned and looked at August and Rosaline and the daughters on the porch. This is the moment I remember clearest of all, how I stood in the driveway looking back at them. I remember the sight of them standing there waiting. All these women, all this love, waiting. I looked one last time at the highway. I remember thinking that he probably loved me in his own smallish way. He had forfeited me over, hadn't he? I still tell myself that when he drove away that day, he wasn't saying good riddance. He was saying, "Oh, Lily, you're better off there in that house of colored women. You never would have flowered with me like you will with them." I know that is an absurd thought. But I believe in the goodness of imagination. Sometimes I imagine a package will come from him at Christmas time. Not the same old sweater, socks, pajama routine, but something really inspired, like a 14-karat gold charm bracelet. And in his card, he'll write, "Love, T-Ray." He will use the word love, and the world will not stop spinning, but go right on in its courses, like the river, like the bees, like everything. A person shouldn't look too far down her nose at absurdities. Look at me. I dived into one absurd thing after another, and here I am in the pink house. I wake up to wonder every day.